Now, what are some of the challenges that these new students and consultants are faced with today from, say, a business or a practical point of view? When they've graduated, they've got their degree, their knowledge, now they're going to set up a practice. What are some of the most common challenges?
Well, the first thing I think is instilling confidence that they actually can do this and that they actually can do natural health consulting or fitness consulting as a business. I mean, I think that's the major, one of the major hurdles to overcome. I mean, I consult with students often, and that is their main problem, is they're just not confident enough. They feel they're going to get in a situation and they're not going to know what to do. And my answer to that is that no matter what you do for them, they're always better off for seeing you than if they never saw you at all. Because any advice you give them, pretty much in the realm of natural health, even if it's just starting with help with their digestion, is going to help them. It's definitely going to help them. And of course, the other thing, the other item facing, you know, the challenge it seems to face people is that the opposition against that natural health doesn't really work, that it's voodoo, that it's weird, that type of thing. And so, you know, but again, that comes back to confidence. You have to really, really believe in what it is that you're doing, and you have to believe that your protocols and your plan and your program is really going to help those that you're consulting with. And that is a challenge in the beginning. Getting people to understand that, getting new consultants to understand that.
And what about some of the legal concerns about overstepping our boundaries when it comes to, say, diagnosing a disease or treating a disease? Isn't it also a matter of what you say and how you say it when you're practicing as a natural health practitioner?
That's a very good question and a very good topic to bring up. The first thing I always tell students is you have to know the laws of your state, because they're different for every state. Some states are more lenient than others, and some are very, very restrictive. For instance, like Tennessee and South Carolina outlaw naturopathy altogether.